Hello students. In the chapter number 1, we have discussed the introduction of social media marketing. Now, in chapter number 2, we have to understand what are the different social media marketing strategies which can build an effective customer connections. Let's understand what are the marketing strategies in social media. Social media marketing has become a very vital tool for modern businesses, offering a platform to engage audience and build a brand awareness effectively. Now, in this presentation, we are going to explore some of the businesses, how they are actually leveraging the social media marketing. Now, when we are discussing a leverage of social media marketing for a success, develop a customer-centric approach, tailored the strategies for the different platforms. Now, there's one example where the Coca-Cola has shared a Share a Coke campaign, personalized bottles with the customers' names, creating a global buzz and fostering their engagement. This campaign has actually helped a Coca-Cola to leverage on a different scale in front of the competitors. Now, what are the benefits of social media marketing? Social media marketing will always help the company to increase a brand awareness, where the company can reach on the larger audience across the globe. Second, improve customer engagement. Direct interactions fosters the loyalty, where the customers can directly get engaged on social media, where customers can directly buy or sell or comment or give feedback on social media to create more engagement. Companies are using social media marketing. Cost-effective advertising. Now, already we have discussed in the first chapter where social media is one of the most important cost-effective way of doing promotions. So this platform will offer always an affordable ad campaigns, which will help the company to reduce the operational cost. Measuring the results, where analytic tools can always perform on the social media marketing, which can help the company to check how much is the reach of an advertisement, how many people have clicked the advertisement, how many people have reacted on the advertisement, which area, which demography is reaching more results can be easily seen by using the analytical tools on social media. There is an example of Nike's inspirational Instagram post that drives the global engagement, which has actually helped the Nike to reach across the globe to showcase their platform. Not they are selling the shoes, but they are selling something which is a USP to their customers. Now, let's understand what is customer-centric perspective overview. Being a customer-centric means a focus on understanding and fulfilling the customer needs to enhance their overall experience with your brand. There are certain steps where the customer-centric approach can be considered. First, they conduct the customer survey and analyze the feedback, which is always helpful for the company to take the right measures. Personalized interactions through social media messaging. Now, when the company is actually sending some message, if there are certain interactions, if there are certain reactions on the same message, the reach of the media will actually engage many more people on the same platform. Develop a campaign targeting the specific audience segment. Now, when the company is actually targeting certain specific demography or the targeted audience, it is always going to help the social media as well as the company to find the customer-centric perspective. According to the customers, according to the prospects, we can define and design a social media campaign that is always going to help the company to reach to the targeted audience. And that is something called a customer-centric perspective. There is an example where the Amazon has personalized recommendations and ad targeting ensures the relevance. So whenever the Amazon is actually giving some personalized recommendations, it always helps the buyer to understand their need, demand and want. Now, what are the benefits of customer-centric approach? First, build a strong customer relationship, which enhances the loyalty and the trust between customer and a company. It always increases the customer retention. The repeat business from the personalized way, the companies can easily generate more revenue from the retention of the customers by giving additional value-added services. Improves the brand perception, shows the brand value to its customers. Boost the conversion rate, the relevant offers results in a higher sale. So companies will always make it sure that they retain the customers, they improve their brand perception in the market. They always love to create or boost the conversation rate, which will always help them to sell more sales or higher sales. And that is always going to help the company to increase the Profitability Index. There's an example of Spotify using a listening data to create a personalized playlist, keeping users engaged. That is something very different which Spotify has used, and due to which the people understandings about the music, people understandings about the podcast is easily generated a data, and where the personalized data is being shared through an app where the people can easily find it more lucrative and people get more retained and engaged on the app. There is importance of relationship between content type and a platform. Each social media platform has a unique characteristics to cater the specific content type. Aligning this content with platform strengths ensures the higher engagement. Now, there are certain key tips where the Instagram should focus only on visuals, where the photos, reels, and stories could make help company to grow on Instagram. Whereas on LinkedIn, companies can publish a professional as well as the long form content where companies can attach or companies can leverage more customers or professional way to communicate what are the things are happening into the company, what is the content which company wants to showcase it to the targeted audience can be easily generated. Twitter shares the concise update and leverage the trending hashtag. This is actually helping company to get more tags to more engage and envision themselves. There is an example of Starbucks shares an engaging video on Instagram and corporate updates on LinkedIn. This has actually helped Starbucks to grow a lot, and that has helped Starbucks to grow in India too. Now let's understand social media platforms where how we can leverage these platforms. The first is Facebook. It is a larger and a diverse audience, good for community building. Instagram, visual storytelling and popular with millennials and Generation Z. LinkedIn, the professionals networks and thought of leaders. Twitter, real-time conversation and trends. YouTube, a long-term, long-form video content for the storytelling. TikTok was there, but now in India, it is not there. But altogether, TikTok was one of the best way to communicate with the short and creative videos targeting younger audience. An example which we would love to share with you all, the Red Bull users, a YouTube for an action of sports videos and TikTok for a short and dynamic content. Now let's understand how Facebook is used for marketing on by different companies. Facebook provides a unique opportunity to connect with an audience. There are a few key strategies which includes understanding the platform's using demographics. On Facebook, we can easily target a specific demography with specific age group, with specific gender, with specific income group, with specific behavioral aspects. There are many more things which are available on the Facebook, which companies can directly select, and which can the campaign which the company is selling it on Facebook can easily reach to the targeted audience. Now, creating a content aligned with its strength will always help the company to reach to the targeted audience. Engaging actively with the audience. When the company wants to engage more, company wants to reach more, company will always use the Facebook as one of the tool of social media to create more engagement actively with the targeted audience. Now, there is one example where we talked about building communities through groups and interactive posts is one of the tool of Facebook where companies are actually building a communities of their own products. And they are these groups are actually becoming a more interactive post. And this is helping the community to grow. Let's understand the leveraging Instagram for marketing. Instagram provides a unique opportunity to connect with an audience. There are certain few key strategies, which includes understanding the platform users' demographic, the creating content aligned with its strengths, engaging actively with an audience. The same way the Facebook, only in Instagram, we are not having groups where we cannot build a community and that community cannot reach to the targeted audience. That's a different unique aspect of this Instagram, where the visual boards or visual stories can be shared through photographs, reels, and influencers, the collaborations. Leveraging LinkedIn for marketing. LinkedIn provides a unique opportunity to connect with an audience. There are a few key strategies which includes understanding the platform's users' demographics, creating content aligned with its strengths, engaging actively with an audience. There's an example which talks about professional networks and sharing of B2B insights, which actually help the company to reach a professional level at the different thought processes. Now, let's understand how the brands can leverage Twitter for marketing. Twitter provides a unique opportunity to connect with an audience where the key strategies would be understanding the platform, using demography, creating the content aligned with its strengths, engaging actively with the audience, engaging in the trending conversation and customer support. Twitter will always help the company to make their business more conversational, and there is more customer support where we can find the likes, dislikes, comments, and these things could be one of the most important for a brand to understand how to leverage ahead with the different strategies of social media. Now, when the brand is thinking of a YouTube marketing strategy or company wants to leverage on YouTube, the YouTube provides, again, a unique connect with an audience. The key strategies includes understanding the platform, users' demographics, creating content aligned with its strengths, engaging actively with students or audience. Example, showcasing the long form of videos and tutorials. You might have seen there are many influencers nowadays where the company is promoting some new product or company is promoting their unique USP of the brand or a product or services in the market. Companies will always see to it that there will be a conversational videos, there would be a different showcase of the product in the market by using YouTube. This is actually helping the company to communicate at ease, at less price to the targeted audience. And this is something very unique where the one who is actually interested in your product or services will see the entire video and will get the clear understanding about the detailing of the product or service. So YouTube is mostly used to create a video platform where people can discuss about the product, services, and stories can be told out to many or targeted audience. Now, how to leverage on TikTok? The same platform where companies can take an opportunity to target their audience, where creating a viral or different kinds of videos, where the short forms of the videos for Gen Z's engagement, most of the brands which are coming in a short span of time wants to create a brand image, wants to create a brand and wants to create a brand development to the targeted audience. They always use the TikTok, but in India, TikTok is already banned by the Indian government. But altogether, outside the country, many of the companies are actually taking the leverage to engage more Gen Zs on TikTok for making their business engage or envision. And they are actually making it empowered. Now, we have already discussed few most important social media platforms where Facebook has been discussed, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. These are the few things that we have discussed today. But how we can enhance the social media marketing by using certain strategies? That is the most important agenda for today's session. To make the social media businesses should implement effective business strategies by using certain things. First, leverage a paid advertisements for greater reach. These brands are using Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. They are actually taking a charge at less amount to the brand, but they are giving paid services to the brand to reach to their targeted audience as well as to reach the greater audience to make the reach of the product or services to be exposed in the market. Second, use of analytics tools to refine the campaign. Now let's understand when the brand is actually promoting some product or services to the targeted audience. Now, brand should understand whether I have actually reached, whether I have actually engaged my targeted audience. And for this, there are different tools of analytical tools are available with these platforms, which will help the company to understand the reach of the campaign. And on that, they can easily measure and understand what are the things needs to be refined, defined, and maybe we need to change the things, the campaign, of future coming campaigns. That actually helps the brands to understand on a different scale. Within traditional platforms, we know it is not at all. It is possible, but it takes lots of time. But today, due to the analytics, it becomes very easy for the brands to understand how we can refine the campaigns in the future. Collaborations with the influencers for authentic promotions. There are many celebrity promotions are done by the campaigns companies to promote their products and services in the market. As well as nowadays, we know that there are many mini, nano, macro influencers are available, which we can collaborate and which we can use it in the social media marketing, where the authentic promotions can be done and the reach can be engaged on a larger side. Next, the fourth is create a consistent posting schedule to maintain engagement. Now, company needs to always keep an engagement with the targeted audience, create a consistent posting. Company should always make the people understand the value of the engagement. Now, there's one example which talks about Swiggy. On Monday, Swiggy Twitter post is, what would you like to have on Monday? What would you like to have it on dish on Monday? So ultimately, company is making people think on what would you like to have it on Monday on a dish. So they are actually making people engaged, and customers are replying it. From that data, company comes to know that there are many things people would love to have it on Monday on a dish. So these are certain campaigns which are Swiggy has run on Instagram. Not on Instagram, but on Twitter, they have shared the details. Now respond promptly to the customer's queries and comments. Whenever there is a query, whenever there is a reviews, negative reviews or positive reviews, it is a responsibility of a company to promote or to respond as early as possible, so that there will be more engagement and people will have more trust and loyalty into your business and product services. There's a company name called Airbnb's Influencers Partnership Showcase. Unique stays globally. The company is only focused on social media. When the company has thought of social media marketing strategies, companies is actually promoting only Airbnb Partnership Showcase through different social media platforms. And that has helped the company to grow on a different scales in front of the competitors. Now, we should understand what are the measuring social marketing success. Evaluate a performance to improve a campaign. There are certain key metrics. First, engagement rates, where company can evaluate how many likes, what are the different comments, and how many people have shared the content on social media. Second, that is click-through rate, that is CTR, effectiveness of the link can be measured. Just we have seen the two different types of measuring the success of marketing on social media. Third one is conversion rate. Turning followers into customers is one of the most important and lucrative thing which can happen most easily by success on the social media platform. The fourth is ROI, which is one of the most important thing that is written on the investments, where we can evaluate overall campaign profitability and we can understand what are the things we need to take into considerations ahead of the time, and we can easily work. These things can easily happen on social media. So measuring the things is one of the most important thing. There is an example which talks about a retail customer or a company tracked the Instagram ad conversions to optimize spending. Now, today we have seen and understand there are a few different strategies of marketing which can be used on social media marketing, and that has helped the company to not only reach on the higher sales, but it will always help the company to grow more by using social media marketing. Thank you.